If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Both look back at the weekend that was for the Braves, series win over the Red Sox, and the good news of the off day today that Spencer Strider has been activated.
Activated again.
It's like when the Braves got back to 500 on Friday. Because remember, he got activated before.
Yeah.
Acuna will be back for the first time. This will be Strider's second return from the IL this year, which is wild. Hopefully second and final.
Yes.
We'll get to some NBA conversation in about 20 minutes as the conference finals are set. After kind of a couple disappointing closeout games over the weekend, I guess not disappointing if you're the Knicks or the Thunder, but I don't play for those guys.
Right.
I just watch, and those games were blowouts. Anyway, we'll talk about the conference finals, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
You were just telling me you saw where they're doing a Mike Tyson biopic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the poster.
I know that they've been trying. Years ago they were talking about Jamie Foxx playing Mike.
Jamie Foxx is on the poster
with
a face tat, so I assume he's playing Mike.
He has a face. Let me see it.
Went away. You know how that does that.
Does it all the time. I had one where they remember when Mike Tyson threw out the first pitch at a game?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Doesn't have the arms for that.
Yeah,
he's got punching arms.
He got fighter arms.
Yeah.
He ain't got no pitch arms.
No, he doesn't have throwing arms.
I'm sure there's a stat out there. Who has the shortest arm pitcher ever?
Oh.
You would think you can't have what's the old boy name from Naughty by Nation, not Trench, but the other one with the short arms, like his short sleeve, like long sleeves.
Here's the poster.
Okay. Oh yeah. Looks good. I like it. Looks good.
Jamie
Foxx playing Mike Tyson.
Samuel Jackson's name is on the poster, so I assume he's in it.
So you're assuming it's going to be great.
And then Martin Scorsese is directing it.
Okay.
That's what it says here. So
that's very interesting.
That sounds like a pretty good combo.
Yeah, man.
As long as that's all true.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie's great. I know that Jamie always talks about his impressions of Mike Tyson, and it's just the funniest damn thing ever.
Well, it's gonna be. I know, but that's gonna be the hard part, right? Because
right.
It is funny when Jamie Foxx does an impression of Mike Tyson, because it's almost always to tell a joke.
Yes.
Now he's gonna be doing it for 2 hours, and it's not a joke. It's him playing Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
So it's like it might be a little bit of an adjustment to get over. Like, all right, I'm not supposed to laugh. This is real. Like,
right.
He really is Mike Tyson. That really is how Mike talks. Like, you know?
I don't like the don't.
That kind of is, like, he played Ray Charles. He just did a Ray Charles impression for 2 hours. And it was amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was totally amazing. So, I don't know. It'll be a little bit like, he's not setting up a punchline here. Like, he's just being Mike.
He's being Mike. And Mike's going to be like, and I know Mike, you better be funny. You
better get it right.
You better be funny. Hey, there's this thing going around I saw this morning. Do you think the Pirates should trade Paul Skeens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah, might as well.
Or sell the team.
Or the one of the two.
Do one of the two things.
You might as well trade him.
Do you see what he did yesterday?
Yes.
In a complete game, gave up one run
and they lost.
Yeah.
And they lost. Yeah. So it's like, okay, man. All right. We know that I'm not going to resign here. Yeah. How about we get a jump and head start on this?
I think they even said on the highlight on ESPN, they were like, future Yankee Paul Skeens takes the mound today. Yeah. And I was like, dang.
How about we just go ahead and just.
What I would really prefer to happen, because I get what you're saying and I agree with you.
Yeah.
What should really happen, though, is they should just sell it. Like, let somebody own it who isn't, who can afford it. Like, if you can't afford to own a major league team, then don't. You know what I mean?
agree.
Like, you sell it to somebody who's got the B in their bank account and let them own it so they can pay him and keep him and, you know, Pittsburgh can actually have a viable baseball product.
Yeah, man. But I was,
that's what should happen.
I saw that this morning. I was like, huh, should they trade Paul? Yeah. I think.
Well, eventually they're going to probably have to.
Yeah, because, I mean, could it be a situation where you're like, all right, y'all, listen here. My trade deadline is here. All right, y'all, listen here. I don't want to be here, though. Y'all know y'all want me here because I sell tickets. I'm pretty much the only attraction that you guys have. Mm-hmm. Let me go.
Let's skip the song and dance.
Yeah, let me
okay?
go.
It's going to be the next 4 years of this. You're not going to invest in the roster.
Right.
You're going to then trade me to somebody. Let's just get ahead of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Send me off and you guys could get some prospects or something and continue to sell the future to the fans or something. I don't know. I really, that sucks. That's such a terrible situation for the fans.
Yeah.
Like, because there's nothing you can do.
No.
Like, you can show up and cheer and hope. That's all you got.
Yeah.
And then the owner's going to be like, ha ha, thanks for the money. I'm going to sell him now. I'm going to trade him and replace him with no one and continue to cash checks. No one's going to do anything about it because I own the team, and that's the way that it works.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, not great.
Unfreakable.
Not great. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Marcell Ozuna, kiss that one goodbye. It leaves the building again.
Yeah, I had a feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one in this at bat.
That is a big fly for the Big Bear.
For the Big Bear.
To get Atlanta to double digits, 10-4.
That one might have got out on the solo drive.
430 happy feet.
Yeah, he hit both of his home runs over the weekend out of the building.
Yes.
Like, cleared the monster, cleared the seats that are up on top of the monster, and then over lands down street, probably into that parking garage that's back there. Like, it's crazy. Like, I love stadiums like that where the neighborhood is just right there.
You're
just
said in the neighborhood. I think they said the Jamie Foxx thing is fake.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Okay.
Dang it.
I don't know.
All right. But it's just so fun. Like, you could sit back there. Like, remember when Barry Bonds was doing his thing in San Francisco and people would be in the water in kayaks and try to get the ball in the water? Like, you could sit out there on that street. Somebody might hit it over there.
Right.
Marcell Ozuna did it twice this
weekend.
I mean,
he crushed it. And the thing, he now, to me, has the slowest home run trot of anybody.
Well, you got to do one of those
you
gotta guys.
You got to do the birdie thing. But the birdie thing and then just the, come on, Marcell, then you got to do your shimmy.
Got to do the Euro step.
Got to do the Euro step to third.
Uh-huh.
And then
he's
pass.
Not fast anyway.
I mean, he's slow as hell, but he be running on them damn tippy toes. But yeah, I mean, Marcell crushed one. Matt Olson crushed one yesterday. I mean, day before yesterday. Over money yesterday. Anyways, and Drake Baldwin continues to get better and better, Andy. Day off. Spencer Strider, we think is going tomorrow.
Yeah, they activated
we know he's
him
going.
Today.
We know he's going. We know he's going.
He'll be in Washington D.C. with the team.
Yeah,
no reason not to start him tomorrow.
Yeah, man,
get him on the mound.
Let's go on and go, man. I know that we talked about it last week. You know, he had the simulated thing, and he was talking about they were like worried about his velo. He's like, "Oh, I'm going to throw it hard in the simulation. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to be all right." Bam, take his word. He's off the IL. Back into business, and hopefully we'll get a chance to see him. And hopefully he stays off of it this time.
Right. Last time we were so excited.
Yeah, we were so damn excited.
And he was okay, like five innings, whatever. He was okay. He looked like a guy making his first start
exactly.
in the year. And then he hurt his hamstring playing catch.
Yeah, long toss.
But he's got a long toss. You got to play catch. So hopefully he can avoid that, come back, stay up. And then he can join Ronald Acuna when Ronald Acuna comes back at some point. Acuna had a nice weekend, too.
Yeah, man. It was good to see him. Good to get an opportunity to go watch him play, man. Just the excitement in the building up
there.
Did
you see Kimbrel pitch?
No, I did not. I don't remember seeing Kimbrel
pitch. Because he pitched on Saturday and Sunday, I think. I don't know if he pitched on Friday.
I didn't see him on Friday. But, yeah, he was just the excitement. Every time he hit the ball, every time it was like – every time the pitcher got to go, he walked a couple times. He had one hit while we were there. And then, obviously, we talked about it already, just how careful they're trying to be with him as far as some running out plays. Him coming around third with, like, a full head of steam and the damn third base coach about to tackle him so he can stop.
Yeah.
That guy right there did have some misses. Not I want to say it's a mishap, it's a misjudgment.
Well, what happened? Like,
okay, ball flying out to him,
uh-huh.
And he was deeper, and he was trying to run in and get it, and couldn't get to it. He slid on his knees right before it.
Oh, okay.
And so just
maybe
trying
misjudged
to
the fly ball,
misjudged
a bit.
It, and all those things like that. So that's going to be something they want to get. I think they said they want to see him play a full nine. He only played six when we were there,
mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's something that you can wrap up this week.
Yeah, we didn't get any firm, because I remember when they first, you know, his rehab assignment was announced, and he was going to be in Florida for however long, one game,
yep.
And then joins Gwinnett for however long, and it was the series, and now Gwinnett, I think, has an off day today, and then they travel up, they play Louisville on the road tomorrow for a few, and that's not far, so I mean, you could have him go do that. I know that they probably wanted to keep him as close to Atlanta as possible, but that's not, you know, if you want to get him a couple more starts, maybe he plays nine innings there. And if he keeps looking like this, because he's 4 of 9 at the plate with 6 walks and 6 runs in Gwinnett in just a couple games. So it looks like everything is firing like you would want it to at the plate. It's just a matter of getting your feet underneath you in right field, and you can get your feet underneath you in right field.
Up here at Truist Park.
Truist, yeah. They got right field out there. I went to a game last week and saw Stuart Fairchild play right
Stuart
field. And he played good. He went 2 for 3 and threw a runner out at second base. But I'm saying, you know, I'd rather have Ronald out there.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Have Ronnie out there in right field than Stuart Fairchild.
The Braves have the best record since in the National League since April 18th.
Since April
18th.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, a little bit over a month.
That's over a month?
Yeah.
Yeah, so over the last month, the Braves have the best record in the National League.
Yeah.
Great.
Like it. Love it. Love it.
That's how you go from 0-7 to 24-23.
Yes. Not comfortably over 500.
No.
But over 500.
No. Just a hair over 500.
Yes. Yeah, but go get it done. We know this. They said May. It's still May. He'll be back sometime soon. He'll be back.
Well, you still got 12 days in May.
Yeah.
It's only May 19th.
So you got Washington. Ah. San Diego's coming back.
And they're coming here.
Yeah.
That seems like the right time to bring him back. We need a little revenge on those guys.
Yes. Pay.
Obviously, you had the Dodgers come to town. You got one, so does that count as revenge?
Yeah.
As opposed to getting swept?
Yeah. You got beat down. They got their ass swept this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's the dog days of summer. Some great games. Obviously, what they call the Subway Series?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nets, the Yankees and the Mets playing, which is always cool.
Max Fried pitched his ass off.
Is just, okay, that's enough, because he should be here. But we're not going to go there. We're not going to go there because he was never going to be here. We had already made our mind up and knew, right, that Max Fried was not going to be a Brave anymore.
Oh, yeah. I think at this point with guys like that, I think Freddie was the one where it was like, all right. If Freddie's not here, there was no chance Dansby was re-signing. Like, they weren't going to, no offense, and good for him for getting that money, but there was no way they were going to match that. And then with just how good Fried is when he's healthy, like, you knew somebody was going to throw that type of money at him, and you knew it wasn't going to be the Braves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully get these guys to sign these low-money, long-term contracts early.
Who's next?
I don't know. I mean, they got everybody kind of inked up.
Right.
I would think what would be next is if Acuña comes back and looks good, at some point you get him a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Nothing pressing.
No, I don't think so. I mean, because you got all the young guys inked, and Olsen's got a long one, and Riley has a pretty long. I mean, he's got 10 years, so I don't think anything's coming up.
All right. I know because Alex is talking, you know, he's going to be on with Steakie.
Yeah, he'll be on the Steakhouse tomorrow.
He'll be on with Steakie and
ask
Senator tomorrow, so they can ask him.
When are you going to give Drake Baldwin a 13-year, $85 million contract?
Sooner. Well, you know, we take those things serious there, guys, and he's definitely a candidate for it, but right now we just like where he is right now in his development. And we're going to continue to get him out there as much as possible.
We were talking about Drake Baldwin in the opening segment, just about how good he's been at the plate. Obviously, you got him in the game. 2 out of the 3 games against Boston. Love it. Continues to hit the ball. Because we were giving him a little bit of a hard time about his percentage of throwouts a second. He's actually thrown out, percentage-wise, just as many as Sean Murphy is this year.
Yeah.
So the thing that everyone, you know, like the Sean Murphy sort of hang your hat on it thing is that.
Like,
what's a
good percentage?
Like 35 or 40, especially now with like how much easier it is to steal bases,
right,
with the bags being a little bit bigger and you can only throw over twice and all that kind of stuff.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know, what did the percentage used to be? Like, what was a good catching, like the good catchers would throw out 50% of them at second? I was looking at it earlier. It's only, like, the best guy in the league right now is only around, like, 40.
Okay.
So, anyway. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA Eastern and Western Conference Finals. A couple of other headlines from the weekend as well. Scottie Scheffler wins again. Wins by five. Just pretty impressive golfer he is. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.